That's right. That's true. That's the only way you can best actually connect and stay connected to Eagle FM by downloading that. By download that, you know, Eagle FM mobile app. Do you have it on your phone? You know, do you have it on your phone? Make sure that you got it on your phone if you want to remain connected. And if you are that kind of person like myself, you know, the person that is on the go, you know, I love to have everything around me. And one of that is having my Eagle FM with me. And I can only do that if I have that app. Yeah, if you have that app, wherever you go, there we are with you. If you really are family, you know, take us with you. And the only way you can take us with you is actually by downloading that Eagle FM app. And you have with us all the time. All right. Very good morning to you, Namibia. Good morning to you, my dear family. Good morning, my dear people, ladies and gentlemen. And others, because there are those who, you know, who are confused, who don't know where they are. They don't know whether they are men, they are women, they are, you know, cats or dogs. You know, you are also welcome. You are part of the whole family. Okay? Good morning. It's a Saturday morning, the 22nd of the 11th month. And we have only 1 month to go. It is only 1 month to go anyway. So, to come to the end. Yeah? So the year is going slowly by slowly. We're getting there. Do we want to get there? Anyway. All right. Welcome. Welcome to your favorite show. Welcome to my favorite show, Mind Matter. The show where we explore the thoughts, the feelings, and the pattern that shape our lives. You know that these are the things that actually shape what, how we think, how we feel, and how we make choices in life. So that's what we do here. So we look at those, you know, psychological patterns and socio-economic and social factors that influences the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we make choices in life. So my name is Mike Oshaveli, and I'm your host, a behavioral counselor and an analyst, who is here to help you understand why we do what we do as human beings and how we can do better. So, and it's a pleasure to have you with us this morning and this hour. So, this hour from 11 until 1 o'clock is your safe hour. Okay? Is your safe space. We call this time a mental health hours. You know, this is where we invite you, you know, if you are under any, you know, stress or distress or any, you know, emotional distress and things like that. So this is your place. This is your space where you can feel, you know, where you are free to come through and, you know, say whatever you want, you know, say whatever you feel. Okay. Tell us what you're going through. Even if it's not the topic that we're discussing, we allow this platform for you to come through. Maybe you're confused about something, or there's just something you put you down and you just don't know what to do. Or maybe you have suicidal thought, or maybe you just stressed because of something, whatever the case may be. So we create this platform for you to come through and talk to me. All right. So if I can't help you, I promise that I will look for somebody. I will look for help for you. All right. So welcome to, Mind Matters. And as I told you, this hour until 1 o'clock, it's mental health hours where you most welcome anytime to call us and discuss what is going on in your mind. So we talk about mind most of the time, and we want you to be well up here. All right. That's where we want you to be well. Physically, you might be okay, but if you are not well upstairs, I don't think everything will go well. So today's topic is one of what I think we can all relate to. Why do we, as intelligent as we are, as capable as we are, as capable people as we are, find ourselves making the exact same mistakes over and over again. Now, it's like we are stuck on repeat. Okay? Why do we find ourselves, as intelligent as we are, as capable people as we are, as, you know, as learned as we are, so why do we find ourselves making the exact same mistake over and over again? This is a topic that you cannot miss. All right? I can tell you that. This is something that you cannot miss. So, when we come back, we get into this, and then I invite you to join me, discuss this with me, all right? Because there's always something to learn. There's always something to learn. Haven't you experienced this yourself? Haven't you experienced, every one of us, no matter how, as I said, intelligent as we are, capable as we are, learned as we are, it doesn't matter, even the president, even the, who is the most, even the Pope possibly, you know, even the Pope possibly. Yeah, Pope make mistakes. Right? Why do we find ourselves, you know, making the exact same mistake over and over? It's an interesting topic for us to discuss. Stay tuned. So, let me start. Let's start off today with, let's start off with a good mood, okay? With a really, really, really good mood. And, okay, there's this Buju Badom. Banton. Buju Banton. There's a song, I Am a Jamaican, so that I haven't heard for a while. Let's start more with that reggae vibe. Maybe today, let's just have that reggae vibe today. So, we start with Buju Banton, I Am a Jamaican.
Yeah, yard man. Yeah, yard man, don't respect. I man to a yard. I respect and love man to all Jamaica, no matter where in the world. One eye, like I warn you. No matter where in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. No matter where in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. I have Jamaican walk, them hear Jamaican talk, cause I am a Jamaican. Them hear Jamaican chat, them say Jamaican bop, cause I am a Jamaican. Now everywhere in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. And no ID I will have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. Them say, Lord, what a boy can run, that is a Jamaican. When they see the Rasta man from Jamdung, that is a Jamaican. Dressmaker, baker, tailor, shoemaker, market, woman in a donkey cart. Rivers and streams, fountains and mountains, in a Jamaica we have it all. Now everywhere in the world I go, I am a Jamaican. No birth papers I have to show, cause I am a Jamaican. That music I play out a door, it must be Jamaican. When you smell the food I cook, when the breeze blow, got to be Jamaican. Jamaican. They have overcome been through so much. Got to be Jamaican. You're not all. You're not tough. You got to be Jamaican. Resilient and brave. Industrious. Yes, we are Jamaican. No matter anywhere in this world I go, I am a Jamaican. No ID I'm enough to show, I am a Jamaican. Them say, Lord, what a boy can run, must be a Jamaican. When they make the reggae music from Jam Dong, got to be Jamaican. Tila Shumika, market, woman in a dance yard, rivers and streams, fountains and mountains. Jamaica nice nuts.
So you gotta love this, man. You gotta love this. I am a Jamaican, boo boo baton. So I am a Jamaican. You should have been here. I was, you know, doing the Rasta. What would the Rasta do? All right. So welcome. And our time is about, what is our time now? Our time is 16 minutes past the hour of 11. We got all the time. And thanks for joining us. So thanks for coming through. And this is Mind Matters. So what we're talking about today, if you were not at the beginning, if you weren't here at the very beginning, we're talking about, we have a topic that really, really, when everyone can relate to. So why do we, you know, and I said, as intelligent as you are, as learned as you are, as capable person as you are, why do we find ourselves making the same mistake over and over again? Now, think about it. It's kind of like we are stuck on repeat. Eh? You know that argument you have with your partner about the same trivial thing week after week? Or that tendency, you know, that tendency to overcommit at work, only to find yourself drowning in deadlines again and again? Or perhaps it is that sneaky habit of saying yes. You say yes to things that you know you will regret later, only to face that familiar pain. Oh no, what have I done? Or maybe it is picking the same type of partner in a relationship, expecting a different outcome. Same all the time, expecting a different outcome. So there are many things. I'm just highlighting a few things here just to put you, you know, to put you a little bit in the context. So, and when these things happen, it is frustrating, right? It can make you feel stuck, or even hopeless. And you might start to think, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Well, this morning, I want to tell you what is wrong with you. I'm going to tell you what is wrong with you. And the answer is nothing. Nothing is wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are simply human. You are absolutely simply human. And let me just whisper for you. And this pattern is one of the most human thing we do. Is one of the most human thing we do. Now, but first, let's get into this. First, it is essential now for you to recognize that human behavior is a complex. It's very, very, very complex. Now, why we say it's very complex? Because we are shaped by mixed of many things. We are shaped by mixed of genetics. So we are shaped by mixed of genetics, of upbringing, of life experience, and of environmental factors. Things that, you know, in our environment. Now, so remember that, as I said, now I want you to understand from the beginning, there is a process we are going through. So your human behavior, as I told you, it's very complex. That's the first thing that we need to understand. So what we're going to try to understand is it why do we keep doing the same mistake over and over? Okay? Why do we keep doing exactly the same thing over and over? So the first thing that I want you to understand is that, you know, a human behavior, as I said, a human behavior is very complex. All right? So because your behavior is shaped up by many, many, many other things, by genetics, by upbringing, by life experience, your own life experience, and even your environment, you know, okay? By your environment. Now, this means now, okay? Follow me, because this is very important to understand, okay? So this means our brain have developed certain, all right? So from all this, what we're talking about, our brain have now developed a certain pathways or associations or end association that despite our effort, you may try to say, I'm not going to do, we always said, okay, I'm not going to do that again. You know, despite that best effort that we can do, it can be really challenging to change overnight. So why do we keep doing the same thing over and over? It's because our brain have developed these certain pathways, and I'm going to explain, and associations. So this make it very difficult for you just to change overnight. Yeah? Because there are certain things that you have actually, you know, has become a pathway that you have, your brain has been associated to. Okay? Associated doing. So it's like trying to change a deeply ingrained habit. So that would take time, that would take patience, and that would take persistence. But let me just try to get to, for you to understand again. As I said, now, what has your brain done? There are certain things that your brain associates, we call it pathways, okay? So pathway, if you travel quite a lot in one, let's say for you go through a field where there's nothing. Absolutely, there's no pathway. There's no trailer. Is it a trailer? Not a trailer. There's no a pathway. Yeah, there's no a road. There's no a space where you can walk. You're the one who's starting that. You know that it's very difficult. You're actually stepping on the grass. There's not really a road that you follow. So the more you walk there, so you go to the resettlement, you know what they do? When they come there, there's nothing, absolutely nothing. And they started to walk. And then you realize, you know, there are now angela, you know, those roads, those pathways, you know, because people have walked there much time. So what do you do? If you want to do something now, would it be easier to walk in that pathways or would it be easier to start a new one? So if you now have to go somewhere, so immediately have to go somewhere, would you choose to go in that pathway or would you choose? The easiest way is actually to go with already what has been established, isn't it? So the pathway and the association. So our brain then developed that certain pathways and association. There are certain things in our life, from our genetic, from our upbringing, from our life experience, from our environmental factors, that we are associated with. That has become actually our pathways. We have been doing them since we were small, since we were bringing up, or they become genetic, or they were genetic to us. Or maybe, you know. So I want you to understand that aspect, because it's very important. That's how you would understand why do we do mistakes? Why do we do exact same mistake over and over? So that's the basis. Okay. Now let's get into why do we make the same mistake over and over again. This is more like a disclaimer. Okay. While our past can influence our present, and much of our present really is influenced by the past, it is never too late actually to make a positive change. Okay? Don't think that you're stuck. As I said earlier on, we feel like we are stuck. We feel like it's hopeless, you know, in some cases. We keep doing the same thing over and over again. So It's never too late to make a positive change. Yes, our past can influence our present, but it is not too late to change the positive. I mean, to make positive change. So now, by becoming more, how do we make that? This is very important, okay? By becoming more aware of, there are things that we need now to become aware to be able to change. All right? So if we don't want actually to do the same thing over and over again, to do the same mistake over again, remember the things that we're talking about, that your behavior is shaped by your genetic, by your upbringing, by your life experience, by your environment. Okay? So, and that actually influences your present, you know, your present behavior, how you behave and all that. As I said, but you are not stuck. You can always change that. Okay, you're not stuck. You're not doomed that, okay, this is how you are forever. So now what we need to do is becoming aware. And this is what I do here. It's to make you aware of our thought patterns. Our thought patterns. So our emotional triggers and our behavior. So we have behavioral tendencies that comes from our life experience, that come from our environment, that come from our genetics. So we have also those behavioral tendencies. So if you grew up let's say for example, if you happen to be in prison, you will probably develop, because of the environment, you may develop certain behavior tendencies that you never had before. So you understand? All right? So there are certain thought processes that we develop because of who we are, because of our upbringing, our life experience, our affect the environment. There are emotional triggers if you are in a certain environment, you know, because of certain life experience, because of certain way you are brought up. All right? So now we can begin now to make a different choice when we are aware of our thought patterns, our emotional triggers, and our behavioral tendencies. Okay? It's a process of self-discovery. Yeah, self-compassion, slow growth. Okay? Now, the first thing we need to understand is that our brain are incredibly efficient. They are incredibly, incredibly efficient. They design to learn and to create shortcuts. So, what do I mean? Think of this. Think of it like this way. Okay? Think of it like this way. Now, So when you first learn to drive, okay, let's take the driving things for those who have driven. So I'm sorry if you know how to drive, I can probably give another example later. So when you first learn to drive, every single action was deliberate. Every single action. You consciously thought about checking your mirror, you know, okay, consciously. And signaling, when you're now signaling, you know, and when steering, you consciously, you know, deliberately, consciously thought of everything. Yeah? You were conscious. Now, most of us, driving is almost automatic. You understand? Your brain has created a pathway for that behavior. You following? So that now you don't think about it anymore. So it becomes a common thing. You get into the car and you're just driving. Yeah? Now, so think of that now. Think of that your brain has created that pathway for that behavior. That's a good behavior though, isn't it? So you don't have to think, okay, now I'm putting the key in. I start the ignition. And then now, okay, let me get on the clutch. You don't do that anymore. You just get in and you drive. So it has, you know, that's why I said your brain is designed to learn and to create shortcuts. It has created shortcuts for you. Okay. Because to preserve energy also. So otherwise how long you have to do? So, So the brain is learned to do that. It learns and it creates shortcuts. So now think of that. As I said, driving has become automatic now. Your brain has created that pathway for that behavior. Okay? They created that shortcuts, you know, for that kind of behavior. Now, this same principle, okay, this same principle applies also to our mistakes. The very same principles applies to our mistake. So when we encounter a situation, our brain scan its huge database of past experience, things that we know, your past experience of that situation. Now, if it find a similar pattern, it might just pull out that same solution, or maybe react that is, you know, that is used before. It's kind of, well, how did you react to be used before? So what I'm saying is, if you following is that anything that you do now, so it's kind of like, okay, your brain, it actually goes into this database of the past experience and looking for the similar pattern. All right. If a guy smiled to me the first time the guy smiled to me, how that actually felt. So what happened? So you're more likely to react the first way you reacted, or if you have gone through certain experience in some way. So it has been, no, the brain goes through that databases and actually pull out the same solutions. So you hardly actually react in the new way, because your brain find it so difficult now. That's so hard to do. So it goes to the most easiest thing or easiest available solutions. You understand? So, and in most cases, we fall back to what is easier, you know? And when it comes to doing the same, you know, when it comes to mistakes, is exactly the same principle. So, the problem is, if that solution, let's say for example, if that solution was, it was not the ideal the first time, or the 10th time, it was not the ideal the first time or the 10th time, repeating it is likely to produce the same less than ideal result. It will still produce the same thing. And this is what we call a neurological habit. Okay? It's a neurological habit. Now, we think that mistakes are accident. Okay? We think that mistakes are accident. Mistakes are not accident. But many of our repeated mistakes are actually, many of our repeated mistakes are actually patterns. That's why you do it all the time. Are patterns. Pattern we have practiced over time. It's true. They are patterns. Now think of a wealth path. Okay, the field that I talked about. Think of now a path. You know, monjira. Ano mo moshike moka mo kalukwa muno njira ili now. Petameko. Kapari puna sandizi. Kapari punonjira. When the trend, you know, and then go at me go kwenda so to tamege tapu yonjira. Ngasi ngo kwenda pusho lewa if you are at the informal settlement, how they first come in the area and there's nothing until they created all the pathway. Now, so as you go through that, if you do that more, you know, after a while, it becomes, you will have trails. You will see that you will have, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. So, yeah, the trail becomes in. The path becomes visible. And that's how habit form in our brain. All right. That's also how, you know, habit forms in our brain. So when we make the same choice over and over, even if it's not the choice, even if it's not the choice we want to make, our brain learned that path. Okay? Our brain learned that path. It becomes easier to work it than actually to create a new one. So that's why I said, when you create this path which you regularly walk in, it will be now difficult getting, you know, going into a new one. So you go to what you regularly familiar with. So our brain learns that path and it becomes easier to work in it than to create a new one. Okay? That's how our brains work. So I told you at the beginning, our brain love efficiency. Okay? Our brain love efficiency. They don't want to build a brand new road every time. You understand? So even when the old path, let's say for example, even if the old path, it doesn't serve us anymore, it is familiar. That's what is familiar, and that feels safe. You understand? That's why you keep actually doing the same thing over and over, even if it's not serving us anymore, even if it's not, it doesn't serve you anymore, you keep doing, that's why you keep doing the same mistake, because it is familiar and that feels safe. Now, say for example, okay? I'm going to let maybe that makes sense. The other one I told you of driving, maybe not all of us are driving. You had a stressful day, okay? And you tell yourself, no more late night snacks, okay? No more late night snacks, okay? But your brain remembered that every time you have felt stressed, every time you have felt stressed before, ice cream helped you to feel better for a moment. You understand? Now, so the brain travel, you have, where have you traveled much of the time? You know, every time you feel stress, where do you go to? To the fridge. So it pushes you towards the fridge, towards the freezer. Okay? So that's not being weak. That's not being weak. That's your brain following the path it knows. You understand? So your brain is actually following the path it knows. So that's when we do something many times, okay? And I want you to understand this before we get into other things. So when we do something many times, our brain makes a path. And if that something is a mistake, the brain still follows that path by default. You still follow that path by default. It makes it easier to repeat the mistake than to find a new path. You know? Do you know where we say it's rather the devil you know than the angel you don't? You understand? So that's where, you know, so the brain works that way. It still followed that path, even if it's a mistake, because consciously you subconsciously doesn't know that it's a mistake. All right? So, because that's what it knows. That's where it goes all the time. So, and this is one reason. There are many reasons. I wanted you to understand. This is one reason we might repeat mistakes. If a thought or action is familiar, the brain often fall into it, autopilot. Eh? So if the thought or action is familiar, so automatically you fall into that. It's autopilot. You don't even think about it. As I said, now, you don't think about the car because you do it, you have done it many times. You just, you know. Now, let me give you a quick one as well example. For example, maybe you swear not to scroll on your phone. So you swear not to scroll. I'm talking to someone now. You swear not to scroll on your phone while eating breakfast. Okay? Before you know it, a few days later, your hand is on the phone again. All right? Let's get to the caller. Someone is knocking on my door. That's here. A very good morning to you.
Hello.
Eh?
Eh.
Ngai pimeme.
Tate Kuru.
Oh, Tate Kuru, sorry.
Onda benga nda kanifo ola dio nando ndi konge ya ndi monovali.
Iya. Wakani fasike dati?
Nda kanifo la dio oyo ikele se mani nando ndi konge ya ndi monovali.
Oh, ayo punanga embe o makufi kufi umwekembi nganga shone ne doko ambo ko makufi kufi a ke mongo ke movali manga.
Oh.
Eh. Onkalo punango onkalo umo pa vane venengo didinya do shinane nandishi.
Okay.
Go unongo dio shinane na punoka oka epa oka imaka ka download basa ka download dako. O neno tata mege kupwikina na.
Oh, amo kulu po ndiro gato je kulu pe wedu lo milongo yali nanano.
Oh. Ai, atu taringu jo ta sende so ta shalu kanini?
Mondangwa ka mobali ano.
O moturi nga sei popinga ipo vendiri mondangwa.
Ewa tat.
Eh.
Tangi.
Ewa. All right. Now, where were we? Okay? So, we're talking about that. I said this is one reason, this is the reason we might repeat mistakes, that if a thought or action is familiar, the brain often fall into it automatically or autopilot. Okay? Yeah. Hello?
Mike?
Yes.
Ongula?
Hi, Onguliwa?
Hello?
Oh, Tatisike?
Hi, Atukandra Karunga.
Okay.
So you can see now the.
Oh, it's Uncle Bona. I didn't get the voice at the beginning. Yeah.
How people are starving.
Yeah.
Starving from hearing this kind of conversation, very constructive conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting from the elder person there, mama there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see it's very important, and we appreciate and we thank God for the leadership.
Yeah.
And how they are disseminating information. Yeah, it's very important that, yes, I even forgot the point that I wanted to raise in your discussion.
Yeah, no, you're most welcome to come back. You are most welcome to come back. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Let me
just because you rather make a point where you know that, okay, I need to make a point here. All right.
Yeah, because I just forgot. Let me listen again and remember.
Okay.
Great.
All right. So, you're welcome to come in as well. So, now, this is what I was saying, that this is one reason we repeat mistakes. If a thought or action is familiar, now the brain often fall into it, okay? Fall into that automatically. Now, I was giving an example that maybe you swear now, I don't want to scroll, and I'm talking to someone that I know. Swear not to scroll on your phone while eating breakfast. Someone will decide, no, I want to focus on my breakfast. But before you know it, a few days later, your hand is on the phone again. Now, that habit has become a path in your mind. In all this situation, we are not failing. We are not failing through lack of willpower. It's not because you don't have the willpower or effort. No, we are just going down an old, easy road our brain knows well. All right? So your brain is going, down an old, easy road that the brain actually knows well. So you understand? That's the thing. Good morning.
Yes, let me just say a minute. I remember what you have just repeated, the thing that I wanted to comment on.
All right.
Yes, it's true. We make those kind of declaration.
Yeah.
And commitment to live with the purpose of living to them.
Yeah.
But, it's really true. But that's why you know, if you swear, ne?
Yeah.
I think swearing is a very, very, very important element. But we just play down, you know, just it is just a small thing. So it's like you are making an oath.
Yeah.
The under oath, and that the oath, you must really have to obey it because. You cannot lie about it.
But the thing is also, Uncle Bona, the thing is also, when you swear, you also commanding your mind that this is something important.
Yes.
You understand? So your commitment to that will be more than when you just think, okay, this is just something I'm saying. So your swearing, it's actually a command to your brain that this is something important and I need to fulfill it. That's what it means.
Exactly. And many a times we don't live to that thing because we allow ourselves to be manipulated by circumstances, by our feelings, our emotion, and all these other things.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I've learned what you are saying in relation to some of this declaration and commitment that we really make.
Yeah.
So it's also important to bring them to fulfillment. What is it?
Fulfillment.
So otherwise, we just be making mere commitments, and then we end up deceiving ourselves, blaming ourselves. Why didn't I just, you know? It is like let's say now kind of promise. You promise yourself, and these things is very, very important because when you transgress against that your will.
Yeah.
You sometimes you always feel guilty. At the end of the day, the consequences that bear out. So it will now be hunting you.
Yeah.
And then you'll be blaming yourself.
Yeah.
And all these consequences. Then you end up even harming your emotions.
Exactly. And there is one thing, we have something that is very important, you know. There are two things. One is that self-critics, self-criticizing, and self-compassion. So in psychology, people have realized that self-compassion actually allow a person to grow. Because, say for example, a child have failed, okay? Would you just tell that child, you fail, you are useless? Or would you tell them, okay, you have tried your best, but maybe you need to improve here so that you can do better, you know. So the way you talk to a friend or to your child is the same way you need to talk to yourself. So that you open up the opportunity for you to grow rather than, I'm a failure. So therefore, when you do that, you're not moving. You become stuck. Yeah.
Exactly. You actually hinder yourself, your growth, like you said.
Exactly.
And you know, these things, you be keeping on negative things, and even ourselves. So the way we destroy other people's potential.
Yeah.
And talent and all these things, you are, like you say, you are useless. Even you speak to yourself, I'm useless. I'm not able to do these things and these things.
Yeah.
And actually, God is not in favor of this kind of negative confession.
Yeah.
Because and then at the end of the day, you are now telling yourself as if God has not given you those kind of potential.
Yeah.
And then now you start the. Because by doing that, sometimes you can also, you'll be ending up blaming God, right, and blaming others.
Exactly.
So that kind of self-negative kind of thing, it really destroys us. And it prevents us from attaining our personal goals, from fulfilling our ambition and things like that. That's why perhaps you say when you make a declaration, and then you think you become now more accustomed to that, you just think, I think it's just a mere thing. Whether you wake up to do some exercises or not, life goes on. And maybe that exercise was going to facilitate your good health.
Exactly.
Or the habit that you have created, maybe in terms of anything, maybe drinking or whatever. So and then you become accustomed to that. And then even your good plan and everything, your ambition and things like that become delayed.
Yeah,
in the process, and then you end up blaming yourself. But it's good that let's not be the you know, those kind of habits, you know, sometimes the behaviors is also very destructive to ourselves,
yeah,
and to other people actually. So thank you. I think I just wanted to make some remark on that particular point.
All right. No, thanks for coming through. All right. All right. That's very important. That's very, 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 very important. Okay. All right. Let's get to the issue of why do we find ourselves repeating the same mistake over and over again. And here I'm giving you the basis. I'm giving you the foundation where, why, you know, how does your mind work? Okay. And yeah. So that habit become a path in your mind. And if the path is most, if you travel much to that path, you know, if you travel much to that path, you're more likely when similar things happen, when something happened, you're more likely actually to actually choose that, to go to that, rather actually do something different. Okay? Now, there's something, there's another big reasons. Okay? One of the big reasons is comfort and familiarity. Why do we make mistake? Why do we find ourselves making mistake over, exactly the same mistake over and over again? One of the big reasons is comfort and familiarity. Okay? So, surprisingly, you know, our brain are wired to seek what is familiar. You know, the biggest reason why we repeat mistake is very simple. Okay? So why do we repeat the same repeat mistake? It's very simple because our brain are wired to seek what is familiar. Not necessarily what is good for us. Okay? That's a difference. Not necessarily what is good for us, but what is familiar. In our mind, familiar things hurt less because we have seen them before. Okay? In our mind, familiar things hurt less because we have seen them before. So, the first time you do something, say for example, the first time you do something like react with anger in a stress situation, you make a path. Okay? It is effortful. It is new. Okay? The first time. The next time a similar stress happens, now your brain look for the path of least resistance. That means it's not going to look for something new. You look something that is easier to get into, to what is familiar. And what is familiar? Last time when you get stressed, you get angry, isn't it? So, and there is it. So, and there it is. So the path you made last time, so you take it again. You get angry again. Do you understand? Because your brain doesn't want to come up now being calm or whatever, something, you know. So that's it look for the path of least resistance. That it doesn't ask much effort, which is new. No, it go quickly to what is available. So each time you do this, now, remember now, you know, you did it the first time, now the second time. Each time now you do this, you walk down that path, making it deeper, making it wider, making it well-defined, more well-defined now. So soon, it is not just a path. It becomes automatic. It becomes an automatic route. Okay? It becomes an automatic choice. Eh? It becomes an automatic decision. So your neural circuitry, you know, your neural circuitry is literally built to take that familiar route. And even if it leads to dead end, even if it leads to dead end, your neural circuitry is literally built to take that familiar road.
So mistakes, so what it means is that mistakes feel comfortable because it is known. It feels comfortable because it's known. The unknown territory of, say, responding with calm, for example, okay, is still untraveled route. So what is comfortable? That's what is known. Being angry, that's what is known. You would quickly, easily run because that's the path you have developed. That's the road you have traveled all the time. Now, thinking of being calm, that is an unknown territory. You understand? It's unknown territory. You never traveled in that territory. So responding with calm, you know, it's still untraveled route. So your brain sees that and think, that looks hard. I don't know that route. Let's just take the route we know. So that's why you go back to what you know, being angry. So that's how you repeat the same mistake over and over and over again. And this is why, sometimes this is why people stay in a job they hate. They stay in the job they hate or patterns, or they stay in the patterns that hurt them. So, because the misery of the known can feel safer than the uncertainty of change. Beautiful. Eh? The misery of the unknown, the misery of the unknown can feel safer than the uncertainty of change. What it means that the common saying we say, it's better the devil we know than the angel we don't. So the familiarity. Okay? So the other thing is we also do weird things with comfort, okay? Sometimes repeating a mistake feels like sticking to a routine. That routine might be easier than figuring out something new. So it is easier, you know, sticking to that routine than actually figuring something new. So because your mind, it doesn't want to do the effort. It goes too quickly what is familiar. And that's why that comfort sometimes make us repeat a mistake. Yeah, there are those people who are thinking, I mean, it's typical. Sometimes women, there are those women said, oh, you are in a toxic relationship, and then you kind of like, ah, oh, now when you go, you know, when you go to another man, it's just, you'll just start over again. You understand? So you keep choosing, you know, you're still repeating the same mistake because your mind thinking doing something new, it's actually hard. That comfort. Eh? So it's like you continue to use, what is maybe a scenario. Use an old tool, even if it has cracked, because you know how it works. You know, you can predict how that's going to turn out. So you know how it works. Comfort can also come from how our brain handles stress or emotions, you know? So as I said, you stay in a relationship because it's so hard to think, just to think getting into a new relationship, get to know the person again and all that. So that's why I said, this is why people, you know, that's why people stay in a job they hate or pattern that hurt them, because they feel that the misery of the known can feel safer than the uncertainty of change. So the other thing, when we are upset, for example, or tired, we might go to the autopilot, you know, the automatic way. When I say autopilot, it's just the automatic way, and do what we usually do. You know, if our usual way of coping is not healthy, for example, it is still what the brain knows. Even if it's unhealthy, it's still what the brain knows. And it might you know, slip into the habit automatically. So when you are stressed, what do? You quickly take, you know, why do you keep drinking? Whenever you feel stressed, you quickly actually take, what is the first thing that you did last time? You actually took a drink. So it's not just once, become twice, become fourth, becomes 10, becomes 1,000, you know, it becomes the path your mind have developed, the path, the road your mind have developed, that whenever for that behavior, the pathway for that behavior, whenever you are stressed, so your brain is not going to look for something new. It goes to what is already know, what has become already automatic, which is that you quickly grab, you know, you quickly grab the beer or whiskey or whatever your beverages is. You understand? So I wanted to get that understanding. Once you're understanding this, you know, this pattern of thinking, yeah? So you will be able to make changes. Yeah, a typical example is also some people feel calm after eating junk food when they are stressed. When you're stressed, you know, the person goes and eat junk food. So it's not the best solution. You know, now when you stress, you go and eat junk food or you go and drink. It's not the best solution, but their body knows that feeling. Okay? Your body knows that feeling that when you are stressed, what does your body want? It want what it get used to. You know, the path traveled, the pathway that you mostly walked. It becomes automatic. Okay? So even if they promise to eat healthy, you know, in a stressful moment, they might just grab a snack out of habit and comfort. Okay? You might just grab a beer or whatever out of habit and comfort. So, and also this happened a lot. This happened a lot in a relationship too. So if someone is used to reacting with anger, if you're used to reacting with anger, even if they want to stay calm, they might just snap anyway. They might just snap anyway because they know anger well. It is familiar. You understand? Are you following me? So, changing that reaction feel like walking into an unknown territory, which can make us now anxious. Now, your body, your mind, it doesn't want to make you feel feel anxious. That's why it goes quickly to what is familiar. And sometimes, as I said, the solution sometimes is not healthy. There are a lot of things. Start to think. Yeah? Start to think all these things in your own. The things that you find repeating more often in your life. Things that you do. Maybe things that you want to change. But you keep making the same mistake over and over and over. Why? So we looked at two things. Because of familiarity. Because of comfort. All right? So it's things that we become automatic. And as I said, we talked earlier on that this is the most traveled path in your brain. This is where you go to every time this happens. This is where you go to. It becomes an automatic. Like I said at the beginning, when you are a driver, you don't think anymore. You don't consciously think anything anymore. You do. You just get into the car. You don't even think, oh, I need to start the car now. I need to put in the gear. I need now to look at my mirror. I need to indicator. You don't do that anymore. You just go in. That's the most, it becomes automatic. It becomes autopilot. So the same thing, you might find yourself not getting out of this repeated mistake because it's a pattern now. All right? It's the most traveled path in your mind. You're following? All right. So, and if you have anything to say, if you have an experience or or you could be a professional and you would like to add, you know, a different aspect to what I'm saying. Or you just simply want to, you know, talk about your experience and how you, you know, certain things maybe I'm saying you have, you know, you have seen that in the way you have done the way you keep repeating. Or maybe the question is also you find yourself repeating the same thing and you want us now to look into that. So to kind of dig into where could be the problem. So you can come through. So we can come through and we can discuss that. 0833-66091, 0833-66091. We're calling, we're coming you, we're coming live to you, you know, from on Downward Studio, 0833-66091. So, all right. So, yep, I have spoken for quite a while now. Maybe it's a time to get another, you know, one of those, you know, reggae, you know, kind of vibe. All right. So what about, what do I know? Those old ones. I'm looking for the, you know, the real, really old reggae music. Okay. Anthony B, Fire Upon, no, not Anthony B. Let's get Ken Booth, Everything I Own.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm. And I would give anything I own. to talk to you. Words again, just to hold you once again.
All right. Welcome back. Where am I? Okay. So welcome back. Our time is about 10 minutes past the hour of 12. And this is Mental Health Hours, where this is your face, your safe space. This is your face, your safe space. Where you're most welcome to come through and share how you feel. Even if you just come through and just talk to us, talk to me. How are you going? What is going on with you? Why are you, how are you feeling? Even if you're feeling good, if you're feeling well, you can just come through and say, hey, today I'm really feeling great. This is what happened to me today. And I'm really, really feeling great about that. So you're most welcome to come through. Just even to say how you, even if you're feeling great, so do come through and say how you feel. All right. Okay. So, and we are on the topic of why do we make mistake? Why do we, keep repeating the same mistake over exactly the same mistake over and over again? So one, we looked at that, you know, sometimes because of familiarity, sometimes because of comfort. And yeah, the other thing is also because, you know, there's something called, what is the word? There's something called reward system. Okay. Brain reward system. Okay. Sometimes come down to our brain reward system. Now, when we do something, our mind actually notices, okay? It notices if it got pleasure or relief from it, you know? The mind now notices whether it get pleasure from it or it get relief from it. Now, it remember that feeling. It remember that feeling and want to repeat it again. Even if the long-term result is bad. Do you know where I'm going? So you may be worried, okay? Okay, you have got pregnant. You've got pregnant once. So now the reward system, the reward system is that your mind notices, as I said, it notices if it got a pleasure or relief from it, okay? And then it remember that feeling and it want to repeat. Even if it has a long-term result, which is bad. Do you understand? So that short-term pleasure or relief, you know, it's what your brain want to repeat. It become more, much stronger than actually getting pregnant. Okay. Or let's take a, for example, smoking. So the pleasure of smoking, you know, your mind remember that feeling and you want to repeat that. Even if you know that the long-term result is kind of like bad health. You understand? Or a very simple one, you know? When you are bored, this might not nice. So when you are bored, eating a big piece of cake can feel really good. Yeah? Your brain take notice. Hey, that was tasty and made you happy. You know? And the other example that I given, it's kind of like, hey, that was great, you know? And you were happy. Now, it doesn't focus on the later, maybe you will have upset, you know, when you eat so much cake, you will have a stomach upset or upset stomach or guilty, whatever the case may be. As I said, if you smoke, the pleasure, you know, and the health that comes, your bad health as a consequence. So it tells you, hey, that tastes good.
And it made you good. It made you feel good. So the mind, remember that feeling and it want to repeat. So that's why you end up. So it will encourage you to do the same thing again next time you are bored. Or next time you find yourself, whatever situation. So the brain remember that feeling. So whether it is comfort or a quick reward, as we're talking about adrenaline, our brain often favor what it has already learned to do. All right? It's always favor. What is a, not something new that they need to start, something that they already learned to do. So remember that reward system. Okay? The reward system may actually then pushes you for immediate pleasure or relief. Because your member, your mind remember that feeling and it wants you to repeat it again. That's why you end up repeating the same thing. You were pregnant once and you don't repeat the same again. And then you repeat the same again. And then you understand. All right. Remember that. The reward system, the brain's reward system. Okay. So it becomes more overwhelming than actually maybe the bad consequences in the end, in the long term. Okay? Now, another thing is, which is we don't pay attention to, is the story that we tell ourselves. Okay? The story we tell ourselves about our mistakes are powerful. They are very, very, very powerful. So, let's use a common example. The procrastination, for example, okay? You have a big project. You put it off. You waste time at the deadline looms and you panic, work desperately and turn it in something that's just okay, okay? You manage actually to turn something that's just okay. Now, you are disappointed and you say, never again. Never again I should do that, okay? But then the next project comes along. And you do exactly the same thing. Why? Why do you do exactly the same thing? Because, remember I said, because the story you told yourself about the last time has a twisting end. You know, it has a twisting ending. Now, the twisting ending was that the story wasn't, I failed and it was terrible. No, the story was, I was under immense pressure and I pulled it off. I got it done. It was stressful, but I'm the kind of person who works well under pressure. You see, that was the story. Not that I failed and it was terrible. That was now the story. So your brain now log in, capture that. So your brain capture that. So remember what I told you, the reward system, you know, the brain capture that. It remember the adrenaline rush of the last minute save. It remembers the reward of finishing, not the pain of the anxiety of the deadline and things like that. So it tricks you. Yeah. It tricks you into, setting up the same situation to get that the same reward. So normally your mind will trick you to get the same reward. Okay? So that's also, you have to pay attention to that as well. So what you say to yourself, the story that we tell ourselves also has, you know, have effect on actually, you know, why we often find ourselves repeating the same mistake over and over. All right? So pay attention to that, okay? So in this way, what we do, we reframe our failure as a narrow victory, you know, especially the one I'm referring to of procrastination. So as a narrow victory or others, the example that I give, a little excuse that make doing the same thing again feel okay. Have you found yourself in a situation where you're saying, yeah, I always had a temper. Do you understand? I always had a temper. I'm just bad at relationship. What does that say is that you're actually making a little excuse that make doing the same thing again feel okay. Eh? I deserve a break after all that hard work. You know, well, over time, won't hurt. One time it won't hurt. You know? Yeah, I deserve a little bit of, you know, after that hard work, one time it doesn't hurt. Well, now you have been doing well, you know, where you maybe given up smoking or what drinking and all that. Ah, man, I deserve a break after all that hard work. You know, one time won't hurt. So little excuses that make doing that same thing again feel okay. So now our brain are good at finding reason to do what they are already want to do. Eh? In other words, we sometimes justify the mistakes in the moment. And as I said, we give ourselves a little excuses that make doing the same thing again feel okay. This too, that kind of way of thinking can become a pattern. It can become a pattern and you find yourself doing exactly the same thing, you know, over and over. All right? So pay attention to that. Okay? So it's all in your brain. It's all in your mind. All right? So we're going to come back after this commercial quickly.
Omo diha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moya wo ota ingongoti samweni anage shifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika seitha nina omaya kudo nirandi toma iwe yonge shifa yoyo kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House kwe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa letu Moambo, dengira selma, kodara hita tuimu. Datu, heari hamano tano, oni aji. Ikele FM, so ai.
No matter where you are.
We in the town of Jack of Pimple. Now this is that new wife on the speed of make a rhythm. Really good list coming your way like I was saying. Whoa.
Me and my virgin and my seat up on the car. Light up the fire and a wild green banana. Here can we have figure in glue out the hell shop. Please up the music, not the sign that I've been my yard.
Me proud of me island. Lord, I got this. Me proud of me island. Come Las Vegas, we proud of me island. Out La Jose, we me say me proud of me island.
We hanging in Jamaica this morning, or today we hanging in Jamaica. That's Mr. Vegas, the sweet, the voice of the voices of sweet Jamaica. So very good morning to you. And well, are you just joining us, or you have been listening? And well, welcome if you're just joining us. Our time is about it's the minutes now. Our time is, 27 minutes past the hour of 12. We go until, 12 o'clock. No, we go until, until 1 o'clock. And we're still on the time. We're still on this hour of mental health hours, where this is your platform. This is your safe space where you can come through and talk to me. Okay, talk to me, anything that has to be with your mental well-being, with your psychological well-being, and with your, you know, with your well-being overall. Okay, and today we're talking about why we find ourselves repeating, you know, why we find ourselves making the same mistake over and over again. So, and normally we focus on the mind, what we have been looking at. We're looking at different aspects in terms of our mind. And also, another reason we repeat, you know, we repeat mistake is because we think we have learned lesson. Now, we think that we have learned lesson, but we haven't actually. The big difference, the big thing is that sometimes you think that you have learned lesson, but we haven't actually changed the system around us. So do you see the difference? So let's say if you know what the most important thing, sometimes we think the will, we have the willpower actually to change the situation. Sometimes the most important things to change is actually the system, is the environment. Okay? So we often underestimate how much our surrounding drive our actions. You know, so when you are in a certain, this is what I always tell people, that, you know, in the end, if you have been in one surrounding for, let's say, for example, in a place where you have been for 20 years, and this is actually not only 20 years, it could be less. But this is also goes with what we were talking earlier on. Your brain create pathways. All right. So in terms of the pathways that you were created, you create the same, you know, the same pathways create the same emotion, the same way of thinking, the same way of behaving. So the same environment create the same way you think. you know, the same way you feel and the same way you behave. So if there's nothing new in the environment, you meet the same people you meet, you know, you go to the same places you go. There's absolutely nothing, you know, there's nothing gonna change. Do you understand? There's nothing gonna change. So, and that's why you keep repeating the same thing. You keep feeling the same way, and therefore more likely actually to make same decisions and behave in the same way. Because, you know, that's why I said sometimes we think we have learned this lesson, but the biggest thing is to change the system, is to change the environment. You know, if you want to stop drinking, for say for example, it's just as simple as that. If you want to stop drinking and you still actually, you know, you are with, let's say for you want to stop drinking and you are in a company of still people that drinks. You maybe you are renting the same house with your colleagues and they drink and you want to stop drinking. So every time now you come from work, they are here, they're watching and they are drinking. And you, would you be alone there up in your room? And no, you're still with them and they're drinking. So that's environment. It doesn't support the behavior that you want to change. So you got to change the system. Okay. So you can't put yourself, you can't attempt yourself. You can't put you in a situation that would, you know, that would actually support what you don't want. So now what you need to understand here now, when we're talking about, you know, the reason why we repeat mistake in understanding here is that sometimes we expect things to change. How do they change if we are still actually, you know, in the same system, in the same, we are surrounded by the same system, by the same environment? So now breaking the cycle isn't just about the willpower. It's not just about the willpower. It's about changing the setup, you know? So the reason why we found ourselves in the same repeated mistakes is because we haven't changed the setup. Okay? And the same setup will generate the same thought, will generate the same feeling, and will generate the same set of behavior. So you find a person actually in the same place. They said, I'm unhappy, you know. Of course, maybe the environment, you're unhappy in the environment that you are. And if you are in the same environment, same people doing the same thing over and over again, you're more likely actually to feel the same over and over again. You have to create new pathways in your brain. And most of the time, we come to a point, this is where the discussion of that, we only use about how many percentage of our brain. Probably not even 5. Some of us are use only 0.1. Eh? Seriously. You see, you have 100%, but you're only using 0.1. You're only using 0.1 of your brain. Not many of us are actually above 10 or 15% of using our brain. Not many. Many of us we use about 5 of our brain, you know, 5% of our brain. Do you know why? The reason is that, just think of your life now. Some people is different. They are called to do a lot of, they create new pathways. That's why sometimes you need even just to read. Because when you read, in your mind, you're creating new pathways. You know, you're moving into an area that you haven't moved before. So, not something that is not familiar, something that's not familiar. That's how then you acquire, that's how your brain started functioning, because it start to function more, because in unfamiliar territory. So, as I said, your brain is very efficient. So it develop shortcut, you know? So once you are in the same environment, doing the very same thing, having the same people over and over, the same people, your brain, it doesn't need to work anymore. It's on autopilot. You know, when you come home, what do you need to think? What are you thinking? You probably just sit in your sofa watching the pool and watching what you don't think. Eh? So do you think to talk? Maybe to talk to the wife, you need to think. So then you're using 0.1%, you know? That's where now you need to use that percentage, okay? So everything is an autopilot. It's automatic. What do you think again? That's how you are in an environment that it doesn't allow you to create new pathways. Okay? The new pathway create a new life experience. You can't have a new life experience when you actually follow the same pathways, okay, in your brain. It creates the same thing over and over. Eh? So, yeah, it's about changing the setup. If you want a new experience, you know, different experience, creating new pathways, you need to change the setup. Okay? Otherwise, you're repeating. That's also the reasons why we repeat mistakes, because sometimes we think we have learned lessons, but we haven't changed the system. We haven't changed the setup. So we keep actually coming back to the same thing. Now, the other thing is that is very important for you to understand is how we see ourselves, the self image and self identity, you know, that self identity. Now, we also tend to act in a way that we normally act in the way that match our self image. Okay, so our self-image could be something that we out loudly know, okay, this is the kind of person, or something that we just subconsciously, you know, acknowledge. So if you see yourself as someone who is always messy, okay, you come to believe you are this messy person. No, you will subconsciously allow messy to pile up. Subconsciously we allow messy to pile up. If you are secretly believe, let's say for example, secretly believe, I'm just bad with money. Okay. Somehow you kind of believe that you are bad with money. You won't fully commit to saving. Believe me, you won't fully commit to saving because it doesn't match your inner identity. Now, repeated mistake often leave in the gap between who we want to be and who we believe we are. So part of our breaking the patterns and part of our breaking the pattern is rewinding that inner script, the inner script that says, I'm just bad with money. Okay. Or I'm bad with money. Okay. The inner script is that instead of I'm bad with the money, you know, I'm learning how to manage, maybe how to manage my money better. That small shift opened the door for a new behavior. Otherwise, you repeat the same thing over and over. You see the difference? Okay? So the self-image, the identity that you may probably project yourself is that I'm bad with money. All right? So what does that mean? As I said, if you believe that, it will be really, you won't fully commit to saving because you believe you're bad with money. Yeah. And it's the same thing with a person that I'm not good with. I'm not even a child that I'm not good with math. So they won't commit even to learn because they believe they're not. So, but in the brain, there's just sometimes a shift is not big. It's not something you have to do the U-turn somehow. No, it's just a little shift in terms of how you perceive things. No, I'm bad with money. I am learning. I'm learning how to manage my money better. So the other one is a closed kind of way looking at things, which doesn't allow you to move forward. Yeah? So that's why you repeat. That's why you're stuck in the same behavior, in the same mistakes. So, but if you say, I am learning how to manage my money better, so that's actually opened the door for a new behavior. So you understand? It opened a door for a new behavior. So be careful. There are a lot of, you see, that's, remember what I said at the beginning, that behavior, a human behavior is very complex. Okay? So generated, it's complex because it's coming from, you know, just it's made up of many things. You know, your upbringing, your genetic, your, you know, your environment, your life experience, all this comes together. And sometimes certain things that you don't even think about anymore. So you don't even understand how your self-image actually contributes to repeated mistakes. Sometimes it's how you project yourself, the kind of person you are. Okay? The kind of person you project yourself. Maybe you're not going to. So, if you project yourself the person that doesn't care, you're more likely actually to do behaviors that you're more likely to repeat the same behavior that are reckless. Yeah? Do you see that? So, these are all aspects that contribute to repeated mistakes. The other one, which is very, very, very important, and a powerful one, another powerful reason for repeating mistakes, is actually lies in our, how would I put this, in unmet needs and core beliefs, you know, that unmet needs and core beliefs. So sometimes there are deep-seated ideas we hold about ourselves. So about ourselves, about others, about the world. So there are those deep-seated core beliefs or unmet needs about ourselves that we hold about ourselves. They often form, this normally formed from, many formed in childhood, but continue to shape our behavior throughout our lives. Let me give an example. If you have a core belief that, simple one, if you have a core belief that I'm not good enough, okay, you might repeatedly take on too much work. Okay? You might repeatedly take too much work because you feel you need to constantly prove your worth. You always take on this so much because you need to prove your worth. You understand? You see how, you know, now when you are inevitably failed, okay, or feel overwhelmed. Let's not say fail. Maybe feel overwhelmed. Now, that reinforces that negative belief. And you fall back into the same pattern of overcommitting, desperately trying to achieve that elusive feeling of enoughness. Okay? So you see that the mistake stems from a wound that hasn't healed. So the mistakes that you're actually doing actually stem from a wound that hasn't healed. You can also take maybe a relationship kind of example. Let's say you have, you know, you have issue of abandonment. All right. Now, what would that do? Would actually make you do what? You kind of do things beyond what you need to do just to keep the person. You know, you go overboard just to keep the person, just, you know. So you keep doing the mistake it comes from you being from the sense of being abandoned, from the sense of abandonment, you know. You see that you see where that it's come from, okay? So, and in a relationship, this can manifest as the other thing is maybe people pleasing, you know. If your core belief is I must be loved,
to be worthy. Okay? For example, I must be loved to be worthy. Maybe that's the core belief. Now, you might find yourself saying yes, yes, yes to everything, even when it depletes you. You see, even when it depletes you, now, to avoid now the conflict and rejection, so you keep saying yes, yes. Eh? So the mistake is prioritizing others, you know? The mistake is prioritizing others' approval over your own well-being. You know, a circle that now can lead to resentment and actually you being burned out because you constantly, So, as you can see, that's also an aspect that that is really, really, really powerful reason for repeating mistakes. So that is actually lies in our unmet needs or in our core beliefs. So think about these things. You know, if you're listening, you know, take time to think about these things. Think about certain things that you find yourself repeating more and more. Where does it come from? Where does it stem from? Okay? So is it a matter of comfort? Is it a matter of familiarity? Is it a matter of comfort? Is it, you know, is it something that is coming from our, you know, from, you know, from maybe the story that we tell ourselves, you know, things that we talked about earlier on? Is it coming from the reward system? That's also something that we talked earlier. So, yeah, and all other things that is it coming from, because unchanged, you know, because unchanged kind of changed, we couldn't change, couldn't change the system, the setup, they changed the system around me or the setup around me. So because if you don't, you keep doing the same thing over and over again. Okay? So we talked also self-identity or self-image, you know? So there are a few things that we talked about, and hopefully you are following and you pay attention to those. Now, quickly, probably we're going to look at some practical things now, okay? How do we stop making the same mistakes? So now, how do we then stop making the same mistakes? I'm not going to give you some magic, some kind of magic pills that you drink that, you know, that everything then disappeared. Okay. Sorry. I was drinking, not drinking alcohol, some water. All right. So how do we stop making the same mistakes? Now, there is this something that I use. Okay. There is this something that I use in either in coaching and also in helping people to deal with this. Now, when you catch yourself about to repeat something you regret, all right? When you're catching yourself, now catch yourself about to repeat something you regret. What I want you to slow down the moment. Now, slow down the moment. What I mean is that count down to 10. You know, first of all, pause, count to 10, and breathe. Okay? And now you kind of start looking at it. Now, this is very important because I found this very helpful for me. Remember, we're talking about why do we find ourselves doing the same thing over and over again, doing the same mistake over and over again. One thing that I found when I come to a realization to where I catch myself to repeat something that I know I regret about, I always ask this question. Is this, and please use this question, really, it will help you. Believe me, it will help you. Is this the choice my future self will thank me for? So now remember, any choice that I'm making, the choice now that I'm making, okay, I'm looking at, is this the choice my future self will thank me for? Now, my future self could be in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, let's say, for instance, I have an argument with my wife. You know, what is the regular thing? Remember what we talked about. What is your regular pathways that you go to? Maybe shouting, snapping out and say something. Now, when you repeat that kind of behavior, what are the consequences? You're kind of looking at, okay, now, if I make this choice, would my future self will thank me for? So if your future self said, nah, maybe we might end up not talking. So in 5 minutes, we might not talk, we might not, after you say this, you might not end up talking. Or after you do this, this is what the consequences. And would my future self would thank me for that? If it's no, well, that's already an indication that, you know, that's how you actually then stop making the same mistakes. Are you following me? That's a very powerful way of actually stopping making the same mistake. So this only happens when you recognize, when you now catch yourself about to repeat something you regret. Ask yourself, is this the choice my future self will thank me for? If you keep that, if you make that a practice, believe me, it will stop making it. Well, let's say, for example, you're about to, you know, to engage yourself into sexual activity that you will regret. Okay? Something that you will regret. Ask yourself, is this the choice myself, my future self? And your future self is not something, you don't have to think your future self 5 years or something. No, the future self in 5 minutes. After you have done this in 5 minutes time or 2 minutes, no matter how long, how much it takes. So in 2 minutes time, in 3 minutes times, will my future, is this choice my future self will thank me for? If it's no, that's where you know that that's how you stop making the same mistake. It's a very, 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 very powerful. It's a very powerful, simple thing. It's a very simple, as I said, I'm not going to give you magic, some of the pills that you drink and everything is okay. If you practice that, you will stop making the same mistakes. Believe me. Because you come to a point where you say, nope, my future self will not thank me for that. And if it's not, it's a repeat. It's a behavior that you shouldn't be repeating. Stop making the same mistake. Now, you remember what I talk about, you know, the environment as well, changing the system, change the setup, you know, change the environment. You know, if maybe overeating, for example, at night is your pattern. So that's now your pattern. Overeating at night is your pattern. Don't keep tempting snack in the house. You know, don't keep, seeing something that would tempt you in the house. So some people overrated willpower. Don't tempt you. Don't tempt yourself. I believe you. Environment is the king. Environment is the king. Eh? So change the environment. Change the environment to suit the way that support what you want to change to the behavior you want to change to. All right? So change the environment. Yeah? Now, the other thing then, very important, we're talking about how do we stop making the same mistake. Now, the other thing very important is also to track the triggers. What are the things, you know, what are the things that triggers you to behave, you know, in that way? So before you behave, what are the things that actually precede that kind of behavior. So I always tell people, have a phone note. Okay, maybe you want, if you can keep note, a notebook. I have a note. For me, I always carry my notebook. Okay, so I have a notebook, a small notebook. If you can, have a phone note. So every time you make a decision you regret, jot down what happened before it. What happened before it? Now, over time, you actually start to see the pattern will emerge. You will see the pattern emerge. So you will be able to see what actually triggers me behave in that way. Always repeating the same mistake. If you really want to make a change, if you really, really, really want to make a change, it's something that can help you. Because you'll be able to see the pattern will emerge. Now, the other mistake that we do is that sometimes we want just to, you know, make a complete U-turn. It doesn't happen that way. It takes time, because it took time actually to develop that root, your brain to go to that root all the time. You know? So instead of maybe remove completely kind of you that you replace, kind of what I'm trying to say is that it's easier to swap a habit than actually to delete it. You know, if you're always checking your phone in bed, say for example, you are in bed always checking your phone, replace it with reading a short book instead. So have a short book instead of actually go check your phone in bed. What do? You pick up a book, pick up this short book instead. So you see, it shouldn't be a dramatic kind of replacing, you know, deleting, you know, that won't work. Yeah? So because we have traveled that pathway for too long. Take something that is simple to do. Yeah, that it doesn't ask your brain, doesn't exhaust your brain. So, as I said, just replace it with something that is easier to do. And I think we also talked about when Uncle Bona came in, you know, forgive yourself. Beating yourself up makes mistake more likely. So when you start to, when I'm saying beating yourself up, it's more like, I'm this useless, you know? Okay. I'm this useless. Maybe just think, okay, I still need time to learn how to do certain things. So that's it giving you, it's open up, opportunity rather than actually closing it. So compassion is fuel for change, you know? Just as you can't tell your child or a friend that you are useless, you're whatever, you normally talk to them in a way that encourage them. So that is exactly the same way that you need to talk to yourself. All right? Because the other one, you will keep doing the same thing. You will keep repeating the same behavior or the same because you closed off. You kind of give yourself identity and that's what I am. All right? That's what I am. Now, making the same mistakes can feel frustrating, you know, but it's part of how our mind works. That's how our mind works. It's not a sign of weakness or failure. It is a sign that we have certain routine and habits. Remember this. This is very important. The reasons why you keep actually repeating certain behavior, certain mistakes is because that's actually a sign that we have certain routines and certain habits. Because as we said, the mistakes are not accident. They are patterns. And that's why repeated mistakes are not accidents. They are patterns. That's why you keep coming back. That's why you keep doing the same thing over and over. They are certain routine and habits that we probably develop. So now by understanding those habits, we can slowly change them. We need, and that's what I'm trying to, that's what I have been trying to do that for 2 hours, is to help you understand those habits, and we can then slowly change them. And you have the power to change. You have the power to change. Step by step, not overhaul, you know, step by step. Keep being kind to yourself, as I said earlier. Celebrate the small wins that you make, okay? And remember, every time you change a habit, you are actually creating a new path in your brain. You know? So, you are not acting on autopilot. You're creating a new path in your brain. And that brings us to the end of our time today on Mind Matter. And thank you for listening. Well, keep thinking, keep learning, and I will see you next time. So I'm going to hand up to the queen of the airwave, whether she call herself that or not. That's how I see her. So coming up, Elizabeth, Elizabeth World. So make sure that you stay tuned.